If we go to the next slide, we'll just say a little bit more about flooding. And I have some cartoons that I drew myself here, which specifically address flooding on lake ice, but they could apply to river ice also. And the point I want to get across here is that the depth of snow on lakes and rivers and streams is not uniform. It can be windy here in the interior, and the snow that is accumulating on the ice can be eroded and redistributed by the wind. And often you will find that the snow is deposited again around the margins of water bodies along the lake banks and the river banks. So you often get deeper snow along the margins of the ice cover. So you have extra massive snow around the edges of the ice. And again, this will depress the ice surface below the waterline. And so it's common to find overflow or flooding around the edges of a lake or along the edges of the river ice cover, yet you wouldn't have flooding in the central parts. And of course, this can be a problem because if you want to get onto the river ice or the lake ice because it's easier travel by snow machine or sled or ski, first you've got to negotiate the overflow there. And that can be rather tricky.